The consortium of public, private, and civil groups announced the plan, saying they hoped to prevent 5 million deaths from TB over the next 5 years through better testing, better diagnosis, and better drugs. The health commissioner for Johannesburg's Gauteng province, Aidani Mahlangu, noted that South Africa is one of several emerging nations in Africa and Asia with a high incidence of TB. She said this is partly because TB often attacks people whose immune systems have been weakened by the HIV/AIDS virus.
South Africa has a huge TB problem, and alongside with HIV and AIDS and an epidemic, and it's something that we are fully alive to, and it's something that as government we are doing all we can to deal with this problem.
Tuberculosis is a highly contagious disease that is transmitted usually by the cough of an infected person. Experts say it is preventable and curable, but it often goes undetected and treatment for it is lengthy. The plan hopes to develop new tests that can detect the disease immediately. These would replace current tests that must be sent to special laboratories and in less developed countries can take weeks to complete. The plan also hopes to develop new courses of treatment to replace current regimes that are less effective against new drug-resistant strains of TB. South Africa coordinator for the Community Initiative for TB, Carol Nawina Nyirenda, responded by saying victims of TB support the plan because it provides a blueprint for eliminating the disease.
For me and many others out there who live with the reality of TB and TB HIV, for us, this global plan means hope. A hope that countries will take TB seriously, a hope for a future free of TB, a hope for our children and our children's children to have a future free of TB.
She added that an important part of the plan is to engage victims of the disease in the effort, saying that will help reach the target sooner. The partnership says $47 billion will be needed during the next 5 years to implement the plan. The head of the Global Business Coalition on HIV, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, John Tedstrom, said TB is a concern to business because it affects productivity and the families of employees.
Tuberculosis matters to business. Conquering TB is important to business, and business is going to be a partner in this venture until we're all done.
The partnership said it faces a funding gap of $14 billion for its plan. It called for the governments of wealthy nations and emerging economies to help meet the shortfall. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.